صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Sirius FM in مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today here in South Africa is the 26th of Ramadan, 1446. In other areas of the world, it is the 27th of Ramadan. And it's corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 27th of March, 2025. Today, our topic is on, we're going to focus on Laylatul Qadr. As you know, tonight is 27th night here in South Africa. And other places, you still have the 29th night. So, and we're going to also be focusing on Eid al-Fitr. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib, Hafidhahullah. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mozai, speak loud, please. I can barely just hear you. So speak loud right through, please, because otherwise the program, every time I have to ask you what's the question and that. So just speak but louder, please. Yeah.
Chief Mufti Sahib, what's the chances of tonight being Laylatul Qadr, 27th night, South Africa?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa rabbil alameen. Yesterday we left from Johannesburg, came to Nelspruit, and then here, my cousin's place, my sister Farida is here. Her father, my father, brothers, you know, and mashallah that the son is here, Abdul Rahman, and you know, his wife and the son, mashallah. So, and then yesterday I went to Masjid al-Furqan, here in Nelspruit, in town, and there majority of our Somali brothers are there. So they get a very good crowd, iftar time, so they suggested I should come before iftar. So I spoke about Laylatul Qadr there, you know, first in Arabic and then in English, because some brothers only understand Arabic, some in English. And then they said that Sheikh Abdul Karim is there, he reads Quran beautifully. Anytime you come to Nelspruit, you must go and listen to him. Beautiful, he read the Taraweeh, the first four rakat last night. So they told me there the tartib by them is, not only when I'm there, when anybody is there, then they themselves also, that they have programmed, then after Isha, that first they have a talk like somebody and all that for 10-15 minutes, and then the Taraweeh starts, then the Sunnahs, and then the Taraweeh starts, you know. So even last night they did that, and then I spoke about, you know, that how we should appreciate time. So that is why I gave you that introduction. And then I said that look at Quran Sharif, every one of us, we have one currency, and that is time. When the time will end, we don't know. You see that? So Almighty Allah repeatedly in the Quran Sharif is reminding us, Wala Asri, Inna Allaha Aqsama Ala Kulli Di Sha'anin. Allah Jalla Wa Ala takes an oath on things that are very, very important and significant, you know. So yeah, Allah is reminding us. So general meaning, Wala Asri, Qasam Hai Zamanaki. Allah is taking an oath on time. Or if you make it specific, then Asr time. Wal Fajri, Allah is taking a qasam on Fajr time. Wal Duha, Allah is taking a qasam on this time here, where we are in now. This is Duha time, charge time. You see, 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11, 11:30. So that is what we should realize and understand, you know. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is showing us that you must appreciate time. I gave you this time and you don't know when it will expire, O human being. So we are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. But we don't know when we will expire and when time will expire. So that's one. Two, when we study the Ahadith Mubarakah, that is of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Ni'matan maghbunun fihima kathirun minan nas. Two bounties. That Allah Ta'ala says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that maghbunun fima kathirun minan nas. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, majority of people, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, we squander it and we waste it. I waste it, you waste it, majority of us we waste it, you see, sometime or another. And that is a siha, this health which Allah gave us, wal faragh, this leisure time, free time that He gave. So a true Muslim will use the leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah, and not in futile speech, futile action, futile exercises and so forth, you know. And then we look at Sahaba, anything we want to, first Quran Sharif, then Sunnah Mubarakah, then Sahaba, then the Awliyaullah and Imams and so forth. So we see that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the faqih and the big mufti of the Sahaba and of this Ummah, when the sun used to go down, then his face used to become very serious, somber. So his students would say, now what's up, like what's happening? He said, what a beautiful answer he gave. Me and you, if once in our life we can think that. He said, نَقَصَ فِيهِ أَجَلِي وَلَمْ يَزِدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي. That in the lifespan, meaning that it's decreasing all the time. Every day sunset takes place, we're going nearer to our death, nearer to the grave and so forth. وَلَمْ يَزِدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي. And our righteous deeds, good actions are not increasing. So that was his concern. My concern, your concern is what? Something else, is the dunya and so forth and so on. So that is what we are fading in very badly. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he went to spend time with the real Ahadullah, Awliyaullah, the very, very pious people where he learned something. So after spending some time, he came back and the people asked him, oh Imam Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris, what did you learn from these people? He said, I learned two things. One, become a da'i. Always invite towards all Almighty Allah, towards Islam, towards the Sunnah Mubarakah of Nabi Ali. We are on the right path, inshallah. Allah gives us tawfiq to practice on it also. If we don't invite, like what we are doing today, majority of the ummah khabi ghaflat, may we live in our own cocoon world. Khana, peena, sona, pahana, and we eat, drink, and we sleep, and we just carry on, you know. So remember that, then we will be invited to batil. Meaning that people's aqidah, their belief structure will be compromised. Their actions, they will fall into some vices and so forth. You see today, they call it the world of entertainment. So whether it is sports, whether it is movies, whether it is this, whether it is that, and hours are spent on that. So that is how people get invited toward batil. Allah protect us all. Therefore, Quran Kareem mentions the true qualities of the true believers in the beginning of the 18th Supara, chapter 23, and verse number 3, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنِ اللَّهُ مُؤْرِدُونَ. They are those people who move away and turn away from all types of love, futile speech, futile action, futile meeting, futile people. So we got no time for that, you see. So that is the lesson. Second lesson, he said, Al-Waqtu Kasif. That time is like a sword. You have to use the sword, meaning the arms, ammunition you got against the enemy. If you don't use it, the enemy will use it against you. Just look at Palestine, Gaza. Every day a massacre, every day murder, babies, children, massacre. And what you find? You'll find Sudais last night making big dua. But for who? For Salman, the king. For Murtad bin Shaitan, MBS, taking their names and all this kind of thing. And as though as they liberated Palestine, you know. See, what khidmat you all are making for Islam and the Muslims and for the Haramain Sharifain? What khidmat they made for the Ummah? So you must remember, they made the people such khidmat that wherever they opened their offices of Rabita or whatever, or the Madrasa, Salafis, they made those people Wahhabis and Najdis. That's what they did, man. If you study the whole Saudi Arabia's history, better. And then second one is this, that what contribution they made of the Haramain Sharifain. That oil they got there every day, $1 billion, $2 billion. Is that money belong to Ali Saud or it belongs to the Ummah? That's the pertinent question you have to ask. So you must remember that, but the Ummah can't ask this question, the Ulama can't ask the question, the people can't ask that question, because everybody fears that I won't get a visa for Umrah, for Hajj, for Ziyarat, whatever, and so forth. You see, the Ummah will ask some, you know, all the secondary questions. That how much we make Ameen, how much we make Tawaf, how much we make Dersaw. So these are secondary questions. But the primary question that nobody will ask. You know, and from 1,000 you get 5 people asking. So that is the question. Does everything in Saudi Arabia belong to one family, Ali Saud, or belongs to the Ummah? So what khidmat are we talking about, you see? So therefore, we, myself, people agree, don't agree, their business. But for myself, I make it openly, we make it known. We say loudly, Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud, kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. Ya Allah, decimate and destroy this Ali Saud, as you have destroyed the people of Ad and Thamud, you see? So that is why. We don't say all of them were bad. So King Faisal was very good, Khalid was good, all that. But slowly, slowly, now the rot has set in, and now it's gone to extreme finish, like, you know, MBS. Even the Jutlas and the Americans say he's the best person to destroy Islam. So whatever, let us keep him in power. You see, all these are artificial states, you know. So we must remember these type of things here. Yeah. So that is what's really happening. But the Ummah obviously doesn't understand these issues here. So that was like a... And there's one more, let me give you. Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah. You use the book Riyadus Salihin, and that I think you're teaching it also. So you must remember that if you take, and you take the copy of Sheikh Sabuni, the way he edited Riyadus Salihin, in the starting he writes, he say, Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah, you ask about Laylatul Qadr. When Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah was 7 years old, he's growing up in his parents' house. And in that house, he's seeing Noor everywhere, everywhere. Telling his parents, see, there is Noor, see Noor. Parents say, we can't see anything. Then they took him to some of the awliyaullah and the sincere mashayikh and great people. They said, the son of yours at this tender age already experienced Laylatul Qadr, and lo and behold, he is destined to become one of the great scholars. He became one of the greatest scholars in the world, and especially of the Shafi'i school. And Nawawi a'lamu bi madhhabi Shafi'iyya ba'da al-Imam Shafi'i. After Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, the greatest person in the Shafi'i school is Allama Nawawi rahimahullah. But go study his profile and his life. Me and you, I say, and I'm announcing, I'm 70 years old. You don't understand Islamically now. But Allah's help, Allah's fadl, hadha min fadli rabbi, hadha rahmatu min rabbi. But what did I achieve, you see? So if we achieve something, if for 35 years, 40 years, 20, 30 years, we wasted our lives, you see. If we see that we could have obtained much more and attained much more, but nevertheless what we obtained with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's benevolence, grace, so we must make shukr to that. But we know we could have done much more, but we wasted so much time in our youth and even now and so forth and so on. So that is what we should think, to look at Allama Nawawi. He passed away at the age of 45, never got married. We're not saying you want to get married. I'm showing you the importance of time. He used to have one meal a day. He said, I don't have time to eat. And you're telling me about wife and children and all that. So he used to have one meal a day. He was writing, he was making research, right? Make passing fatawa and so on. If you just look at his books, subhanAllah, in the field of hadith, minhaj, commentary of Muslim Sharif, till today is considered one of the best. In fiqh, you can't study fiqh Shafi'iyya if you never studied Allama Nawawi books, Majmu' and others. And then you must remember if you study the Arba'in, so the 40 ahadith, a book like that, every madrasa should have it part of the Nisab and the Salawat. And then in Kitabul Azkar, you know where he wrote, where you complete the Quran Sharif, then minimum 4,000 angels come down and descend just to say Ameen. So many lessons for us. So now that was the introduction. Now you come to Laylatul Qadr. So in South Africa tonight, you see, so they took all that there because 27 night last night there. So Makkah Haram, 3 million plus. Medina Haram, over 1 million plus. Masjidul Aqsa, 180,000. I sent it out. Now imagine in Aqsa, 180,000. Do we ever realize that what difficulty they go through, and they want to read Salat in Aqsa. The Jutlas are doing this, doing that. They intimidate them, they tear gas, they will do this. But the Palestinians are there. They know all the tricks, they know how to beat the Jutlas and that. Wa makaru wa makarallah. So therefore, for us, now if you go look for faults, then ourselves, we got million, billion, trillion, zillion faults. So people will go look at the faults of the Palestinians and just say they are like this, like that. Put anybody else there, anybody else, they all should have run away long time ago. Me and you also. But Allah selected them. Selected them for what? For ribat to Bayt al-Maqdis. You see? And you did the hadith in Sahih ibn Khuzaymah. If you make a ribat and you go there and you are guarding the borders, guarding the masajid, guarding this, it is greater than the Laylatul Qadr in the Hajar al-Aswad. A person can be standing there by the door of the Kaaba, by Hajar al-Aswad on Laylatul Qadr, and you are doing something like that. You're upholding Islam, defending Islam is greater for you. You did the hadith yourself. So you must remember that is what is in front of them. That we are just here short time with that. So yes, we will try our level best to protect Aqsa. And let us be honest, yesterday I sent it out. So you see Saudi Arabia, the dirty triangle. We must give them these kind words. The dirty triangle. So Saudi Arabia, very rich. Qatar, very rich. And United Arab Emirates, very rich. So the richest countries, how they let the money of theirs flow into Israel. Via this way, via this way, this way, this way. Therefore, you will hardly find many articles in the Haaretz or Times of Israel or any where they really understand, you know, criticize UAE or Saudi or Qatar or so forth. Sometimes it's a mild criticism compared to, like, you know, in other countries and so forth. So you must remember this is the game they play. You must remember this. So the lesson we have to learn is tonight in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, and parts of India, Pakistan, New Zealand, they're tonight, 27 nights later, could we say, inshallah, I believe 90, 95%, 99% is later to Qatar. And remember that Ibn Hajar, who was one of the greatest scholars in his field, so hadith, he said, when the night of Jumu'ah comes, and it is, you must remember the odd night, so that will be later to Qatar. So favor upon us. So therefore, we should make Qadr of Laylatul Qadr. That is the main thing. So how are we going to make Qadr of Laylatul Qadr? Quickly, what I did yesterday here, I just gave a brief tafsir of Surah Qadr. I said, look at the tafsir, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Verily we revealed it, the Quran Sharif, Laylatul Qadr. So it means the commencement of Wahi started then. Okay, that's an easy tafsir. Qadr will mean ta'zeem, so the night of majesty. Qadr will mean taqdeer, the night of destiny. So how you see your petrol price, they're telling us in April, it will decrease. So 15 Shaban, so remember the announcement is made. And Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Mubarakah, is mentioned in Surah Dukhan, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil mubarakah is the night where the implementation starts. So that we should, even now, tonight, we can ask Allah, Ad-du'a'u yaruddul qadr. Remember that dua is such a weapon. Allah gave us hadith in Tirmidhi, sometime it will change the taqdeer of a person. If we really cry, beg, petition, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is what we should be doing. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. So what is Laylatul Qadr? خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Better than the 1,000 months. Study Surah Laylatul Surah Qadr. You will find the words there are how many? 30. The letters are how many? 114. So 30 parts in the Noble Quran. 114 chapters. And when is Laylatul Qadr? Read the words. سَلَامٌ. So in Arabic, As-salamu yukriuka salam. Allah's attribute is salam, and He conveys salam. If now the president of South Africa or Trump, every day we are criticizing, but he says, there's salam to Maulana Zahid Khan or to A.K. Hussein, we'll see what. Oh, Trump also remembered me. We'll get elated, delighted, you see. So these are haramis, we all know that. The King of Kings, tonight He will send the angels. And tell them they must engage in ibadat and salamun, salamun, salamun. And the whole night, tanazzalul malaikatu waru. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam would come when the anbiya were here in this world. Now they passed away and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is alive. But there's no real wahi going to him or anything. So therefore, then there's no need for him to come. But on this night, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Taqdeer, Laylatul Ta'zeem, the night of majesty, the night of destiny, even Jibreel alayhi salam comes. Tanazzalul Malaikatu Warruh. أمير الملائكة. التخصيص بعد التعميم. That all the angels come, meaning from the night, Maghrib time, right till Fajr time, Sehri ending time, the whole night. And that's the meaning of the Nazzalul Malaika. You can't translate it, the angels descend. The angels keep on descending in groups and groups and groups. And from the Nazzalul Malaika to Ar-Ruh, Jibreel alayhi salam, fiha on Laylatul Qadr, bi-idni Rabbihim, and with the command, permission of Allah, min kulli amr. So this kulli amrin refers to all the matters and issues. So we say we want to go for Hajj, we want to go for Umrah, we want to get married, we want children, we want, you understand, to get out of debts, we want health, we want wealth, we want honor. Whatever we want is permissible, Allah says, Andani. We must ask Almighty Allah. And the greatest, greatest thing to ask is, Ya Allah, we know we are sinners. Ya Allah, but we also know that you said, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. That never become this illusion in the mercy of Allah. Chapter 39, verse 53, Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jamia. Ya Allah, you said you will forgive all the sins. Forgive us, and tomorrow when the time of death comes, sakarat comes, make it easy for us and take us from this world with the kalima tayyiba and make that the best day in our life. You see, Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman al-faqati. So the announcement is made, radiyatan mardiyah. Allah is pleased with us. We are pleased with Almighty Allah, like Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum wa radhiyallahu. That will be the greatest gift. So we beg the Ummah, abandon Durood Sharif, abandon, you understand, that istighfar, tawbah, all that. And most important thing for tonight, stay away from the TV, from the cell phone, health phone, and, you know, kill time. So that is our message. And inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, Allah make easy. وَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ That Haji Ahmed Ghora Joseph, they all have a connection, so he'll fetch me and pick me up here after 4 o'clock so I can be there Asr time, 5 o'clock in Babatan, inshallah. And they know that it's just half an hour drive, they say. And then after Asr, little bit Quran or whatever, Tilawat and so forth, and thereafter, inshallah, that will be Maghrib, and then, you know, that after Isha is Taraweeh and what have you, and then 9 to 10, inshallah, inshallah, we'll have a program live with Marqaz Sahaba, first a lecture and then dua. Allah make it easy, Allah make the broadcast easy through His grace, further mercy. Ya Rahman Rahimeen, Ya Farman Akrameen, Ya Khair Al-Razifeen. So inshallah, that, you know, that when I went there to Trichat, so I told them that it must go live, so they put that live streaming there. So this thing. So here also they just put the live streaming this week. So let's hope, inshallah, 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 Aziz, it will work fine and everything goes. Because I told them that it's very cheap, that I thought it's very expensive. So to put that machine, and it is 1,500 then, 2,000 then. So maximum everything will be 2,000-3,000. I mean 2,000-3,000, not that big amount for a masjid. And you know, one person can just sponsor the whole thing, and millions and thousands of people can benefit, you know, all the lectures, all like the Ravi and whatever else. So every masjid should have that, you know, that live streaming and all that masjid life. So we hope and pray that, you know, it becomes very, very effective and we can use it. People are thirsty, you know. They want to learn about Islam and so forth and so on, inshallah. Ji.
Mufti Sahib, coming to the topic of Eid al-Fitr, what is the meaning of Eid and what should we be doing on the day of Eid?
Remember, there are so many things you have to discuss about Eid. First is, what is the meaning of Eid? The word Eid is mentioned in the Noble Quran once only. So you see the Hawariyin, that is the special companions of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. So they asked Nabi Isa alayhi salam that you make dua, that tell Allah, Anzil alayna ma'idatam min as-sama, takunu lana eidan li awwalina wa akhirina wa ayatam mink. So let Allah Ta'ala send down the food from the heavens and the skies, you see, so that it will be an occasion of joy and happiness for us. So when you see Aada Ya'udu Eden wa Awdan, you see, if you know Arabic, Aada will be the past tense, and Ya'udu will be present tense and future tense, and then Eden wa Awdan. So Awd will mean to return, and Eid will be happiness. So how you translate it? Eid you will say recurring happiness. You take both masdar and you translate it. So you say that it means a recurring happiness. Twice a year we have Eid. Eid al-Fitr, 1st of Shawwal. Eid al-Adha, 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. You see that? And the word Eid is mentioned in the Quran Sharif once only, and that in chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 114. So that's the first lesson we should learn. Second lesson we should learn is this, that our Eid is not like the non-Muslims. They say Christmas and New Year, and you see all the zina, fornication, wine, dine and swine going on, and condoms and all that flying around and so forth. No. So ours is connected to a great ibadat. So we were fasting, siyam, and then qiyam, taraweeh, Quran, all that we were doing. Now when we completed, Almighty Allah informs us, chapter 2, verse number 185, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. You must complete the period. There are 29 days or 30 days, but you will receive the maximum reward of 30 days, even if it's 29 days. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And you glorify Almighty Allah. He blessed us with the Hidayat. So day the day of Eid, so Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And the hadith in Tabarani, زَيِّنُوا أَعْيَادَكُمْ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ. They beautify your Eid with takbir. The Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, they all say you must read the takbir loudly. You're going to the Eidgah and all that, read loudly. Only Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah says for Eid al-Fitr, read softly. So you've got the option according to Hanafis, you want to read loudly, you want to read softly, it's yours. So if somebody reads loudly, you can't tell him, oh, this is the Shafi school. Sahibain are saying so. So remember, they're the greatest people of the Hanafi school after Imam Abu Hanifa. So what are you going to say then? So we should understand tafaqquh fi din. We have what we call khuruj anil khilaf. So if everybody is on one side, like today, this morning, we were asked a question about Asr Salat, you know. That people say that they're there in Makkah, Medina, like the women. So now they don't read Salat with Jamaat. So must they wait for the Hanafi time to enter, or they must just read then? So we say you must just read. So once the Azan goes, you just read. And not only Makkah, Medina, Aqsa. So wherever you are, after Misal over, you read. Like now they say quarter to 4, 4 o'clock and so forth. Totally permissible. There's no problem with that. So it's the same thing there. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis and Sahibain. Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah. So we should understand these type of issues, and then you come out of the ikhtilaf, al-khuruj and al-khilaf. So that is the best thing to do. How long are we going to carry on with that? So, and not to bring out of the Hanafi school. So we should understand these issues, you know. So anyway, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So what is day of Eid al-Fitr? A day of shukrana, a day of thanksgiving, a day of gratitude. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, out of your fadl, out of your grace, out of your mercy, you gave us another wonderful month of Ramadan. And if you study this month Ramadan, you know, I'm here now, nails bright and that. It's a little bit hot, but it's overcast also, you know. But wonderful weather also, you know. It wasn't like boiling hot or something. It was cool weather most of the time, overcast. And Allah made so easy for us. The days are short also. Not some 18 hours, 20 hours like some other countries and so forth. So it's all Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy. Hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatun min rabbi. So we go out. And I think I told you the other day that the ulama like Hazrat Shah Waliullah and them rahimahullah, they mentioned something very beautiful, you know. They said that we read the Tahajjud this morning, right? You Mawzaid, you read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, whatever, Tahajjud. Then you started, you ignited the nur, that radiance, that effulgence, you see. And then you went for your 5 daily salat to your local masjid. So that nur, ad-da'ira to tatakabbar. So that nur, that circle got bigger and bigger. So from our house to the local masjid. Then Jummah came, we went to the Jummah masjid, Jami masjid. So that nur got bigger and bigger and bigger. Now Eid al-Fitr come, Eid al-Adha come, we leave the masajid. We go in the open field, and there we will read, there we will take Allah's name. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Therefore, Eid Khutbah also is very easy. You must just learn few verses of the noble Quran, learn few ahadith, and in between just read takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukrata wa asila, like you say. So that is mustahab and good to do that. So nevertheless, so now what will happen is this, then we are going to the Eidgah. Then we go, now first of Shawwal, a new Mawsim, a new season starts. And what is that season? Al-Hajj Ashurum Ma'lumat. The months of Hajj are well known, you see that. So what indeed are the months of Hajj? If somebody has to ask what are so easy, when I have to teach them in the Darul, I say you guys will get confused or your fuses will get blown. So then you must learn this. Say, min al-Eidin ila Eidin. From one Eid to the next Eid. That are the months of Hajj. You see that? First of Shawwal, right till the 10th of Zulhijjah. So those are the months of Hajj. So now, from our house, and if you want reference, Al-Hajj Ashurum Ma'lumat, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 197. You see? So there Allah Ta'ala is teaching us all this, through His grace and mercy. Chapter 2, verse 197. Now, from the house, we went to local masjid, then the Jummah masjid, Jami masjid, then we went to the open field, the Eidgah, and so forth and so on. So like we will be, inshallah, in Kumati Port. They put up the masjid there. We were there for the opening also, mashallah. Masjid Usman, so opposite there. So they got some open field, I think. And then there the Eidgah will take place. The inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalala. So that is what. Now, we reach that point. Now what? So that when Eid al-Fitr starts, first of Shawwal starts, so the season of Hajj starts. So now if a person wants to wear ihram, he wants to wear the ihram of Hajj, so he wear ifrad or qiran and so forth. So you stay in ihram all the time. And right till those days, the 9th, 10th and all that. So it will be a long period. So it is to show the greatest assembly of humanity. Imagine now as I'm speaking to you, there are 4 million people in the Haramain Sharifain. Makkah Mukarramah 3 million plus, Makkah Madinah Munawwarah 1 million plus. So more than 4 million people, imagine. So Hajj time, you'll have 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. The greatest crowd ever recorded for Hajj was 1992. And that was when it was around 3 million, 4 million. There was no quota, there was nothing. It was after the Gulf War and everybody was allowed. We only entered Arafat after 3 o'clock. Because, and I had my mother-in-law with me, you know. So, it was blind, you know. So, Allah's fadl, everything worked out. But Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. So, we see that Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, when He invites us, He makes it easy for us also. So, that is what happens. Now, Eid day. So, now, Allah Ta'ala taught us that you must complete the period, read the takbir, and then you go and perform your salat. Well, how you perform in Salat? First is the Salat, and then is the Khutbah. Remember that Jummah time, first is Khutbah, and then is the Salat. Eid time is opposite. First the Salat, and then the Khutbah. Then, فَلَيْسَ فِيهَا أَذَانْ وَلَا إِقَامَةً. There's no Adhan, there's no Iqamah. So according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, so this is how you perform the Eid Salat. First rakat, the Imam will say, Allahu Akbar. That's the first takbir, takbir tahreema. And then 7 times he will raise his hands. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, 7 times, you see. And then he will read Surah Fatiha and Surah, the Ruku, Sajda, all that. And then after, you must remember, second rakat, he will raise his hands 5 times. So both times the takbir are done, qabla al-qira'ah, before Surah Fatiha. 7 in the first rakat, 5 in the second rakat. So 12 extra takbir, you see. And then you continue with your salat. And after each salat is finished, it's good also. I do that normally. and we read takbir again after each salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. It's day of takbir, glorify the Mubarak, honorable name of Almighty Allah. And then is the khutbah, and in the khutbah we should incorporate a lot of dua for our country, for the Ummah, for Palestine, for Gaza. And Allah Ta'ala destroy and decimate, and remember that Israel is facing such difficulty. InshaAllah, in a short period there will be civil war there. InshaAllah, Allahumma shaddid shamlahum, Allahumma dammir diyarahum, Allahumma khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim. So inshaAllah, the zulm that they are doing, oppression and the murder, mayhem, is a sign of their own frustration. So Allah Ta'ala will decimate them, destroy them, ajil and ghayr ajil, very, very soon, inshaAllah Aziz. It's our dua daily for the Palestinians, and we'll see victory in our lifetime, inshaAllah Aziz. Then what else must we do? So like now, today, today is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So give out your sadaqatul fitr. Why must we give out fitrah? فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر. فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدقة الفطر. Both hadiths come. So صدقة الفطر, زكاة الفطر are synonymous. Remember that. And then you pay it. How much? 35 rand or more. So 36 rand, 40 rand, 50 rand, whatever you want to pay. So 35 rand is minimum. So you give that out, mashallah, to poor Muslims. Why? So, here the hadith tells us, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, تُمْرَةَ الْلِسَاءِمِ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَرَفَتْ. The wrong things we saw, the wrong things we heard, the wrong things we spoke, and all that. So, it's to be a means of self-purification. وَتُؤْمَةَ لِلْمَسَاكِينَ. It will help the poor and needy Muslims. Therefore, give it now so they can prepare. They also want to have a nice meal on Eid day. They also want to wear smart clothes and all that. So let them also enjoy the Eid. They know when I was there in Lens, and for years now with Allah's help, going on over 20 years. So then we have proof. So my brother Muhammad Khan, Suleiman Jada, myself, we sit there in the first serve. And the last 10 days, that Sheikh Imran is there, Sheikh Imran Balayana, who is to work there with us. So his tent and cubicle is right in front, the first serve. So we have iftar there. So we all look for some poor, poor people, you know, that you can see they don't have to call them, come have iftar here with us. Now ours is all five-star business, you know. So you'll get samosas, you'll get bajjas, you'll get tea, you'll get zamzam, or you'll get khajur from Medina, and a lot of, you know, from Allah's mercy, Allah's grace. So then we say, must come again. You know, you just look at the person's look-alike, and you know, his reaction. They can't believe, man. These people, they called me for a five-star iftar, you know. So imagine if justice in this world, then what will happen in the year after? When Allah calls us, understand? وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا تَهُورًا. You ever thought of that verse? Allah didn't say the malaika. Allah said, وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. He, me and you, we are sinners. And we call people. But Allah says, I will give you sharaban tahura, such a drink on day of justice, on day of qiyamah, and in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, sharaban tahura. So that ayat should make us think. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how's the kawthar? So these are the type of du'as we should be asking. Ya Allah, you give us to drink directly as you promise in the Quran. Let Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give us from the house of Kawthar, as the Master alayhi salam mentioned. You see, we must not be from the mahrumeen, we must be from the maqbooli, from the accepted ones and not the deprived ones. So that is what we should do. So same thing, Sadaqatul Fitr, leave these organizations and everything. So you yourself, just go and give somebody. And on the lighter side, if you go to Jami Masjid, I don't know if you've been there recently, Mawzaid, then you will see Miaswam, their fatwa. Every year their fatwa comes. And always, even this year, I told them, you watch, it will be a funny figure, you know. So they wrote their 82 rand. They say, may I pay that amount? Alhamdulillah, I paid already. So I tell people, if you reach like Miaswam, you must pay like that, you see. So I say, we reach, Alhamdulillah. So you must remember that. But I won't tell you to pay that. For you, we tell you, you pay They must remember 35 rain, 36 rain, 40 rain, whatever, and so forth and so on. Why we should pay more? فَمَنْ تَتَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَوَّ خَيْرُ اللَّهِ. The more you pay, then the more the better it is. We are such sinners. What wrong we committed in our life? And Allah Ta'ala is Ghaffar, Allah is Sattar, Allah is Tawwab, Allah is motivating us, you see. So therefore, we should always think about that. So pay, don't delay. And you, now you, Ma Zaid, is you, your wife, and your four daughters. So now you must tell your wife, oh honey, I will pay your money, you see. So plus now you got a lot of money also. So now, mashallah. And then your four daughters, so if they're minors, then you must pay. If they're not minors, then they must pay. Now, where are you going to make them pay? So you just tell them that I'll pay for you. I remember my father said, Ramadan time come, is to tell my mother, tell about nobody must pay, I'll pay for everybody. So finish, you see, he's done like that. So he used to think it's honor for him that he say, I'll pay for all of you. So that's very good. So the father must take the initiative and teach his children. Tomorrow you're going to become parents. Then you must also carry on. Is it 35, 40, 50, even die or something now? So give it to poor people. How many poor people there are? You understood? And you come here, next place. You know, I was amazed. I saw that Masjid, the Masjid of Furqan, packed yesterday. Isha time wasn't so packed, but Maghrib time. You see, brothers come from where and where and all that. And they speak their Somali language and that. So majority there are Somali, some from Kenya, some from Ethiopia, here and there. So yeah, vibrant atmosphere, like, you know, and this. So I enjoyed it there, mashallah. So that is what we should do. And then next one we should do is give out voluntary charity. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the women, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, tasaddaqna, tasaddaqna, tasaddaqna. You women give out a lot of charity. So the women asked, why must we give so much? They say, you're going to land up in Jahannam, you ladies. So they got a shock. Why are we going to land up in Jahannam? They said, two reasons. Tukthirna la'an, you love to curse people, and with the furna al-ashir. You see. So therefore, give out charity, and then Allah will keep us on the right path, and we'll stay on the right path. And then on each day, you will meet people. The hadith is in, Bayhaqi, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said the words, Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. Our people, they meet, they say Eid Mubarak. Now that's a perfect example of what I always say. So you say Eid Mubarak, you say Jummah Mubarak, it's permissible but not Sunnah. It's permissible but not Sunnah. If you're going to elevate it to the rank of Sunnah or compulsory, then it becomes a bid'ah and not permissible. So keep it in its proper perspective. And so now, each day you meet. So what must you say? Hadith in Bayhaqi, Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. May Almighty Allah accept from us, Allah accept from you. And Sahaba, Ibn Hajar Asqalani writes, in Fathul Bari, on day of Eid, they also used to say to one another, and Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. May Almighty Allah accept from me and from you. Now let's come to one very, very important issue. And people don't like to discuss this. You see, me and you, Mazahid. So now you are there at Markaz Sahaba 2 years, 3 years, alhamdulillah, very good. But now in media, what happens? Yesterday somebody told me that, you know, these people, they don't agree with you on some issues. So I told him, people don't agree with Allah Ta'ala. People don't agree with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we came special people, people will agree with us. So it's something natural. It's nothing for us to feel upset. You see, so we can have difference of opinion, but we still speak, we still carry on as normal. And that the Fuqaha, Sahibain, with respect, they disagreed with the Ustad, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, but they love their teacher. So remember, إِنَّ مَخْتَلَفُوا لِأَجْلِ الْحَقِّ. They differed for the sake of truth. وَمَخْتَلَفُوا فِي الْحَقِّ. They never differed in truth. We should understand that. But ours is not like that. That's the problem. Ours is what? It becomes personal grudges. It becomes hatred. It becomes boobs. So now we see people, but we just turn our face away as though as we didn't see them. We don't make salam to them. The person is reading namaz right next to you. We will just walk other way there. So now what happens in cases? How many family members are not speaking? Quran addresses this issue in Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, named after the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verses 22, 23. In tawallaytum, when you have authority, and tufsidu fil ard, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. How many a son is not talking to a father? Now, in this week, a grandmother said, told me personally, every day I curse my grandchildren. Every day I curse my grandchildren. She said the way they look at me, they walk past me, they don't make salam to me, and as though I'm non-existent. So because they know that I'm old, I can't do anything. So I say, I try to tell her, Ma, don't do that. But you know, the heart is so broken. So she say, even in Ramadan, I curse them. Now imagine if all these kind of things happen, then what will happen to us? So what we do in tawallaytum, when we have authority, and tufsidu fil ardi, we cause mischief, mayhem on this earth, wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, we sever the family ties. Then that's those type of people. Allah alone knows who's right and wrong. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ Allah has curses upon them. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ He makes them spiritually deaf. وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ And spiritually blind. So we should know that this is serious, serious thing. And we take it very lightly. You must remember that you know, it's now what we can do and this and that. Simple thing is what? The pride, that arrogance, that has become the impediment and the obstacle. Just like Iblis. Ana khayru min, I'm better than him, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min tin. Ana khayru min, I'm better than him. So that's what he said. So each one of us, think properly. Tonight, inshallah, is Laylatul Qadr. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Abundant durood, abundant salawat, abundant Quran, abundant dua, abundant charity. Whatever good we can do. We don't know if next year we are around or not. Only Allah knows. So, but the greatest thing you must do is send a message, phone that person who you have severed ties with completely and tell him, I ask you for forgiveness. Don't ask him that he must ask for forgiveness. Say, okay, I'm asking you for forgiveness. Your namiyo, Allah ki kamiyo. In Maimon, we got some wonderful sayings. My mother used to teach me that. People ask me, where you get all this? So my mother used to teach me all this. They say, Jo namiyo Allah ki kamiyo. The one who exercises humility, so Allah will elevate him, Allah will love him. So do that for my sake, do for Allah's sake. And then two things, either the person accepts. So I tell him, Allah, forgive me. You don't understand? That we're not speaking. It's not in line with an example. Now we speak every day. So... So now he accepts it. So it's very good. Allah reward him, reward me both. Right? So now you go and ask that person for forgiveness. He say, hey, you get out from here and trace you and this. So tomorrow, on day of Qiyamah, hadith in Targhib wa Tarheeb, remember Allah Jalla wa Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell that person, you go away from here, from the house closer, I don't want to see you. My ummati came to ask you for forgiveness and you chased them away. You told them to fly a kite and so now you get out from here. Now do we really want this? We want the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want all water from house closer. Bi yadihi al-sharifa from the Mubarak, blessed, honorable names of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we don't want to forgive people. Quran is teaching us, Ala tuhibbuna an yaghfira Allahu lakum. Do you not love Allah must forgive you? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq's heart was broken. I'm sponsoring these people, and some of them made wild accusations, wild allegations against my Dadali, against my Sahibzad. I said, Deepa, you went to make such statements? I will never ever sponsor you again. He took an oath. Allah said, Ya Abu Bakr, it doesn't behove you to do that. You are Siddiq Akbar. وَلَا يَعْتَلِي أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَسَعَتِي. So, you must break that custom of yours, pay the kafara, and forgive them also. Allah tuhibbuna ayyaghfirallahu lakum. Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse number 22. You see, the big, big lessons for us to learn. The more we learn to forgive people, the more Allah will forgive us. Allah will make sattari. And again, I remind you, inshallah, tonight between 9 and 10, we will have live program from Babatan, inshallah, Aziz. And it should be live streaming and all that. And try, inshallah, to work out and make dua for this and now also make dua for the marhumin, make dua for the mujahideen, make dua for the mazloomin. And it's dua the whole time. And most important thing, stay away from all vices and sins. And don't sit there together, three friends, four friends, and the whole panchatil thing, you see. That what this guy did, what he said, what she said. And then they just come, and it's like a normal night. No, we can't do that. And next one is the greatest dua we should make for ourselves. Is, Ya Allah, take me with Iman, and raise me up with Iman, and be the put me with the people of Iman. So that is the dua we should be making and begging Almighty Allah, Jalla, Barakallahu Fik, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.